As I mentioned earlier, some time ago, I happened to meet across over a glass of white wine, as I recall. My next guest, Marion Weatherburn. And Marion is the author of a book called Caught Between Two Worlds. And it's a fascinating book. One of the things that Marion says, she says lots of things in the book. One of the things that makes the point is that there's a real emotional and psychological toll with possessing this so-called psychic gift. How so will be my first question. Marion, nice to talk to you. I knew we'd catch up eventually again. Hello.
Hi, Tony. How are you this evening?
Thank you for spending a bit of time with us. All well in your world?
Yes, very well in my world. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. And it was great to meet you at the Point in February. You really did look after us girls that night.
Is it that long ago?
Yes, it was February.
Well, it's just taken us a while to get you on the program.
Yeah, that's good. Did you read the book?
Yeah, I've read bits and pieces and parts of it, as you tend to do with some of those things.
That's right.
And it is a wonderful read. You make the point, and there's lots of things that you say in here, but you make the point that it's not easy if you consider yourself a person who is challenged emotionally, psychologically, with possessing the gift of some psychic power.
Right. Yeah. So your question around that is, what's it like for me?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Look, it's really difficult because for a long, long time I just thought it was my imagination, but there's just too many coincidences and just too much information I knew about other people that, you know, like, what do I do with that information when I get this information about people? I kind of liken it to being, most people are three-dimensional, two or three-dimensional. I'm probably six-dimensional. So I'm picking up all aspects from people, whether what they're thinking, what they're seeing, what they've thought, what they've done, what could be happening to them in the future, what's happened to them in the past, what is troubling them at the time, what they're happy about at their time. I can feel everything about everybody. And I didn't, and a lot of people can do it. It's not actually a mystery, Tony, either. A lot of people, it's a trait that's known as being an empath. So quite often people can feel all this information about people, but what are you meant to do with it is probably the next big thing. And that's where I work with people at that level as to what they should be doing when they're picking up this information from people as well. So I've learned to come to terms with it. I can't deny it anymore.
At what age, Marion, were you when you first recognised that to be the case?
Okay. I remember sitting in some maths exams at high school, really, really struggling with maths. Maths is not one of my my best subjects. I always excelled at recess and lunch, but I used to sit in maths exams and I used to go, oh my gosh, I just can't answer this question. And suddenly I started, almost copying out of other people's heads their answers. And I remember when I realised I could do that, I actually kept notes from the exams as well as to who I got the answers from. And then as time went on, to cut a long story short, as time went on, I always went back and checked, did you have that answer? Yes, I did. Ah, right. I never told them why, but that's where I got my answers from. And sometimes I even knew if somebody liked me at school that was too scared to ask me, as they were back then, I could pick up that somebody wanted to ask me out, and I would preempt that. So I've known, probably been aware since I was 10, 11, 12, 13, back, I don't mind saying I'm nearly 55, but it's been all my life. I don't know any different, and I thought everybody was the same.
Well, you would probably say many are, but just don't necessarily recognise it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And it's certainly something that we can become aware of over time. And I do believe that we all wake up spiritually or psychically at some point in our lives on various different levels. A lot of people really struggle, Tony, as to, oh my gosh, this is my imagination. But so many people will say to you, I was thinking of you and you rang. Mm. Or I was thinking about that person, then I heard something about them. So you hear it all the time, and more people are waking up to this level of living on a more spiritual level, on a more meaningful level.
We're in the past, in other radio programs that I've hosted, we've had so-called mediums or psychics, and you know, I suppose if I was being brutal, I'd say some of that was done purely for theatrical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Was I being unkind?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I think that is part of the reason I've hidden under a blanket for so long, for lack of a better word, because you just there is certainly that element, and I've certainly seen it myself. Where I was recently at an expo where I was invited to speak, and a medium got up on stage or a psychic and said. He was in his 60s and he brought up somebody from the audience and he said to them, the person on the stage was about 30, and he said to them, oh, look, I can see this image of you. Oh, look, I'm getting it very strongly. Yes, you're 4 years old. I can see you in a bath, and I can see floating toys in the bath. And I just cringed, and my girlfriend and I looked at each other and we just had to walk away because I thought, gosh, that can apply to absolutely anybody. But, Tony, for myself on that... I discovered my gift as a child. I grew into it as an adult. But 2 years ago, when I stood at the edge of the grave of a soldier, a pilot, that came through to me in a reading for a lady here in Victor Harbour, our local Justice of the Peace, when I stood at his grave, I realised that this is not a theatrical experience. This is a gift, and I need to use it. I've done over 4,312 readings, and I've actually stopped counting. And I've touched hundreds, and I've touched, you know, thousands of lives. And it just makes so much, gives so much depth, and it just really helps with closure and everything. So certainly, there is certainly a theatrical aspect of it, and I think that's where people need to trust their own psychic ability as to who they go to or talk to,
and be a little cautious about that. I would have thought before you're handing over big money for these sort of things.
Absolutely,
Marion. Yeah. I just wonder whether as we become, and I'm just talking now from my experience, and I'm sure other people would have their experience. If you, as you get a little older, do you become even more intuitive? That is, there are things I would say I become more attuned to in other people and myself, to the point of sometimes being quite emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Is it part of getting perhaps a little older as well for many, that they then start to recognise that there is something over and above everything else that they may have thought about for the previous 50 years?
Tony, that's just such a heartfelt, fantastic comment, and I love that you've asked me, raised that with me tonight. I absolutely agree with you, and I certainly think age and experience, all of our experiences bring us to who we are as we get older. I know that we're of similar ages, and it does, and your experience and your intuition, hindsight is the best foresight that we can use as well. But we just learn to trust ourselves, I guess, that perhaps, okay, we've had messages in the past that we haven't trusted or we haven't listened to. Well, I'm not going to do that again. This time I'm actually getting that same kind of message, and this time I'm going to trust it. And that's part of your experience as you get older as well. So, yeah, I certainly think I agree with what you're saying. And the emotion is, to me, when I do psychic readings or particularly readings where somebody comes through that has passed over, the love and the emotion is just phenomenal. And that's the feeling that you need to trust. Souls are actually simple, Tony. Souls are simple. They just want to love, and we just want to love and be loved. It's humans that complicate our lives. So when you talk about emotion, that's actually what I loved about you the night that I met you as well. So just having that depth as well.
Talk to me about those that want to talk to or get in contact with people that have gone before them, loved ones, family members. Mm-hmm. And I preface that by saying there are times when I will, it will occur to me, gee, I wish I could talk to Dad about that.
Look, it's interesting. And I always say to people when they come for a reading, expect the unexpected. The only difference, I believe, I totally, truly believe that we have souls, and we have this an energy that goes, that once we die, once our body dies, our energy or our soul lives on. I believe that, I've actually lost the train of thought.
Well, we're just talking about, you know, that inclination that we have, or that urge to have some ongoing contact or relationship with people that we've lost in our lives.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for reminding me, just getting me back on track. we need to. Sorry, everybody. I think I've got someone hanging around tonight.
Well, maybe.
We want to talk to them, but they're not. We can never, ever communicate. We miss them dearly once they go. And I actually had my dad's funeral just last week, you know, and I miss him terribly, but I carry him in my heart.
Well, no wonder you're distracted.
Dad will never be. Dad will never be a physical dad to me anymore. Dad is now the energy. It's now the energy of Dad that I carry in my heart. I will never lose Dad. I've lost his physical body, and that's what souls are. You know, the only difference between us and them is we've still got the physical body, so they're actually still around. Mm. But we cannot contact them. I cannot just ring the doorbell and go, hi, can I speak to my dad, please? No, Dad needs to be ready to speak to me. And it's always expect the unexpected, and that's what I love about each reading is I just love to see who's going to come through and the way that they come through. And quite often it's such a surprise when they do come through. But, just a word of caution to your listeners, if anybody says, and I've seen it done, and it's something that I just I struggle with, is, you know, oh, yes, I'd like to speak to my Grandma Ellie. Oh, yes, Grandma Ellie, I've got your niece here. That, you know, she'd like to see how you are. You know, Grandma Ellie says, oh, yes, she loves the way you've done your hair, but you need to wash your curtains. Mm. Sorry, baloney. You know, I just struggle with that level, and it's a level that I don't. Perhaps that gives comfort to a certain level of people who will accept
that information at that level.
I think
that's right.
I don't work at that level.
Yeah, because I think if I was thinking about, say, my father, I don't think for a moment one of the things that would be on his agenda now is to tell me to clean my shoes. It just would, you know. I think we would have moved on since that conversation.
Exactly. And I think that's what happens too. And the soul works at a very deep love level, a very deep emotional level. So he'll probably talk to you about some of the personal things in your life. And I do remember many, many, many years ago going through a very hard time with my ex at the time, where I was, you know, I needed to look at myself. They told me to look at me. You know, I could have pointed the finger and said, hey, I don't like what you're doing in the relationship at the time, but it was actually me that got the telling off from my spirits, from the team that I work with. So they were telling me, Marion, you need to do this, you need to stop doing this if you want your relationship to work. It wasn't about the fact that, you know, I'd left the washing on the line or my curtains needed washing. That's just baloney. That's just, I really, really struggle with that level of psychic reading.
Special guest tonight is Marion Weatherburn. The new book is called Caught Between Two Worlds. Just before you go, you talked about relationships. And there will be people listening now who have had poor relationships, whether it be with family, whether it be a children, whether it be a marriage, a relationship, whatever you want to call it, that has been, for whatever reason, poor. Mm-hmm. Is there any link between what you're talking about, the psychic realm, the realm of spirituality, and the quality of those relationships?
Absolutely, and that's exactly the level that I love to work in. I believe that we all come in to learn lessons of a spiritual nature. We all come in, like yourself, Tony, you're probably living in your soul 58% of the time. To me, that means that you've got those lovely qualities of kindness and gratitude, which is what you're learning, tolerance, respect.
But sometimes that becomes, people become a little critical of that. The criticism might go along the lines of, yeah, you just live in your own head.
You're referring to who, me?
Often it can be a criticism of me or others. You know, it's all right, you live in your own head. I say I don't, but maybe you do. Maybe we do, some of us.
I think we all do. I think we all do, and that's how we learn and reflect and grow. But we all have lessons to learn, and people, some people are in their soul, you know, 97% of the time, and the people that we clash with, the people that you say when we have poor relationships with, they are people who are in their soul 10% of the time, 15% of the time, you know, and we all come in as teachers and we all come in as students to each other. And the very things that annoy us about other people are the very qualities that we are in their lives to teach. Integrity, respect, tolerance, acceptance, love.
There's a wonderful song that Frank Sinatra recorded, a song called My Way, and I think the opening line is, regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. The people to whom you speak, do they often talk about things that they might regret in their world, in their life?
Yeah, they absolutely do. But when I work on a very, very deep spiritual or soul level, things make sense. You know, like I said before, souls are simple. We just want to love and be loved. It's as humans that we complicate our lives, you know. Come back into the soul where everything is, you know, it is simple. So, yes, the regrets, but we need to understand them. We need to learn from them, you know, and we need to grow from them. We can deny them, we can ignore them, but they're going to come back and bite us on the bottom.
We could talk all night. It's a wonderful read. It's called Caught Between Two Worlds. Marion Wedderburn is the author. You spend a bit of time in Western Australia. When are you back, Marion?
Right. I'm back in 2 weeks' time. I lived in Perth for 20 years. I'm back in 2 weeks' time to visit my daughter, Jess, for her son's second birthday, doing a presentation at the Blue Buddha. My book is available at all Blue Buddha stores around Perth, doing a presentation on the Saturday in Fremantle. So if any listeners would like to come and say hi, I'd love to see you.
We might even get you into the studio on that Saturday night if you're around.
That'd be fantastic. I'll be around.
It's lovely to talk. And you can go online presumably as well, Marion, and get lots of details about what you do, with whom you do it, and details of the book Caught Between Two Worlds, Marion Wedderburn. What's the website again? I just haven't got it written in front of me.
Yeah, www.psychiclikenoother.com.au. The book has just gone, signed a contract for Australia, New Zealand, Asia Pacific, currently in negotiation and discussion with my proposal to Hay House, America and the UK. Exciting.
You're a superstar. It is exciting. Nice to talk. I'm pleased we got to talk on air.
Even nicer to hear your voice, Tony.
Marion, thank you.
All right, thank
Marion Wedderburn, author, Caught Between Two Worlds. Saturday night here on 6PR.